Chapter 44, A Stranger in the Beis Medrash. I remember, replied Lippa at last, that when I studied at your yeshiva, your time was extremely precious. You used every second to the fullest, never wasting a moment. I would therefore suggest for your own sake that you do not waste your time in useless discussions that will not have any results. As you can see, I am doing very well just as I am. I have no intention whatsoever to change my lifestyle and do what you would call teshuvah. Rav Nachman Yitzchak listened with a broken heart. Could this be the same Lippa he had once cherished? He sounded so cold and uncaring. That may be the case, Lippa, said the Rosh Yeshiva in a choked voice. Nevertheless, I believe in you and in your holy neshama. Perhaps for now you have chosen to be stubborn and to close your heart. However, I want you to know that the arms of our Father in heaven always remain open to welcome you back with love. Lippa, never forget what we recite in Slichus. We will search our ways and examine them, and we turn to you, Hashem, because your right hand is stretched open to welcome those who return. Giving Lippa one last sharp look, Rav Nachman Yitzchak turned and left Lippa's home. He had hoped to have a positive influence on Lippa, but his visit had the opposite effect. It was as if Lippa felt that he had to prove how deeply attached he was to his new life. He never officially changed his religion, chas v'shalom, but in all of his actions, Lippa appeared to be behaving as a non-Jew. The elderly Rosh Yeshiva did not forget Lippa for a moment. He fasted and davened constantly that his student would do tshuva. He also took upon himself a fixed schedule of reciting Tehillim each day in the hope of strengthening and repairing Lippa's neshama. Reciting extra Tehillim was not an easy addition to the Rosh Yeshiva's busy schedule. Each night, just before midnight, Rav Nachman Yitzchak would wake up and walk to the Beis Medrash to recite Tikkun Chatzos. After that, he would study Torah until the sun rose. He would daven Shacharis with the minyan, and then, still wrapped in his talis and tefillin, he would return immediately to his studies. In the afternoon, he would remove his talis and tefillin and prepare himself to daven Mincha at the earliest possible time. He would then continue learning until shortly before sunset. At that point, he would then return home to have a bite to eat and to rest a bit before davening Ma'ariv. Rav Nachman Yitzchak followed the same schedule day after day, year after year. It was not easy for him to put aside time shortly before Mincha in order to recite Tehillim for Lippa each day. Years passed, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak did not hear any good news about Lippa. Nevertheless, he never gave up hope and never stopped davening for Lippa's return. As time passed, he davened more than ever and waited eagerly to hear positive results. One afternoon, shortly before Mincha, Rav Nachman Yitzchak opened his worn book of Tehillim and began davening with his usual deep concentration and feeling. He did not notice a stranger enter the Beis Medrash. The stranger took a seat not far from the Rav of Harki and sat there watching him with great interest. Eventually, Rav Nachman Yitzchak finished his tilim and stood up to remove his talis and tefillin. At that point, the stranger walked over to the Rav. Shalom Aleichem Rabbeinu, said the stranger, offering his hand in greeting. Aleichem Shalom, replied the Rav, shaking the stranger's hand in return. Where do you come from, Rabbi Yid? He asked. Does the Rav not recognize me? Wondered the man in astonishment. Tears sprang to his eyes as he introduced himself. I am Lippa, your former student. Rivers of warm tears washed over Lippa's cheeks and onto his full beard. It was difficult to describe Rav Nachman Yitzchak's feelings at the moment. You are Lippa? Can it be true? He mumbled in disbelief. As the reality sunk in, he gave his former student the warmest smile, his face beaming with love and nachas. In truth, I'm not all that surprised, because I always believed you would eventually return. Even when I visited you so many years ago, and you told me whatever you said back then, and I answered whatever I answered, I knew that you were not lost forever. I felt this deep within my heart, and have spent many years davening for this wonderful day to arrive. My dear Lippa, you have given me new life! Lippa gazed at the Rav. He was emotional and somewhat embarrassed. He desperately wanted to describe everything that had happened to him ever since he began to abandon Torah mitzvahs. However, He could not find the right words to begin and felt overwhelmed. At last, Lippa simply explained. For months after your visit, I felt a strong urge to do complete tshuva and return to my people. I abandoned my estate and threw away all the material pleasures of life. I went into a state of gullus, wandering around in poverty for a long time in order to try and atone for my many sins. Lippa paused, trying to control his feelings. I have now come to you, Rabbeinu, so that you may teach me how to draw closer to Hashem. I hope with all my soul that the gates of tshuva are indeed not closed to me after all that I have done. Rav Nachman Yitzchak's heart was singing with joy at Lippa's return, but he hid his feelings so that Lippa should not see his happiness. It is not easy to become a Baal Teshuva, especially for someone who had gone as far as Lippa. He felt that he needed an especially clear head to carefully consider the situation. Come back to me in 3 days, he told Lippa. With Hashem's help, I will guide you along a path of tshuva. The Rav spent the next 3 days thinking about Lippa. On the third day, he felt that he could not make a decision on his own. He decided to ask a close friend to help him choose a path of repentance for Lippa. The dear friend, whose wisdom he greatly treasured, was none other than the Rav Nissen, the Melamed of Harki, the father of Yitzchak Shaul. Although Rav Nissen was only a teacher of young boys and not a famous Rosh Yeshiva, everyone in Harki knew that he was in fact a great Talmud Chacham with exceptional years Shemayim, who served Hashem with total devotion. The Rav asked Rav Nissen to come to him for an important discussion. He then began sharing the details of Lippa's return to Torah and Mitzvahs. To his surprise, Rav Nissen knew much more about Lippa and his return than he did. For a long time now, Rav Nissen, said the Rav, I have known that you are a highly spiritual person. But I would never have guessed that you also had Ruach HaKodesh. Oh, there is definitely Ruach HaKodesh involved in this story, replied Rav Nissen with a smile, but it is certainly not my own.